WTAW News sign is 6:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A suburban Houston man was arrested outside a College Station hotel after police found more than $180,000 in illegal drugs.
22-year-old Stephen Petty John of Missouri City is accused of having almost $100,000 in cocaine, nearly $60,000 in Xanax, more than $15,000 in marijuana, and about $7,000 in methamphetamine. A Bryan man is accused of throwing his 8-year-old son into a TV, then picks him up again and throws him into the metal frame of a couch, then picks him up again and throws him into a table. 35-year-old Clifford Hart's out of jail after his bond was reduced from $75,000 to $10,000. According to the arrest report, Hart texted his ex-wife to pick up their son at the hospital, which is where the mother called police. The victim was treated and released. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police are asking if you're the victim of a serious crime to report it right away. That's after a man waited 2 days, then reported online he was punched in the face and his cell phone was taken. The robbery took place last Tuesday night between 11 and midnight in Northgate, as the victim was sitting on a bench along College Main near Patricia. The victim said he did not get medical treatment for an abrasion above his left eye. The new week begins with a pair of special meetings. This evening, the Bryan School Board has two items on its special meeting agenda. Starting at 6, the board meets with a consultant to start plotting how attendance zones will be changed by the $132 million bond issue passed by voters last November. After that, the board will continue talking about the budget for the next school year. Tomorrow night, the Blinn College Board of Trustees will meet in Brenham. The agenda for their special meeting includes whether to develop a program to assist thousands of people recently laid off from Washington County employers, finalizing a contract with new district president Mary Hensley, and appointing someone to fill a board vacancy created when Carolyn Miller resigned nearly 2 months ago. Texas lawmakers took care of business and got out of Austin without a special session. That was surprising to Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell, considering there was a new governor, new lieutenant governor, and a revamped Senate.
I still am going to be paying rent on an apartment to September because I was not that optimistic. I thought we were going to be there for special session after special session.
Cassell says Governor Abbott had a great first session.
His team was in the House chamber all the time. They were available to work with if we had an issue in our district or a state concern. And then when we went back to the Senate, you know, we got along.
Cassell, whose district covers rural areas from College Station to West, authored the bill changing regulations of storing ammonium nitrate. Some Texas A&M students designed, built, and just delivered two microhomes to an Austin homeless community. Now the challenge is out for University of Texas students to do the same.
The recent rain delayed some building of the Community First Village. Mobile Loaves and Fishes Development Director Donna Emery says the Texas A&M students learned ending homelessness means giving people much more than four walls, but a whole community.
We have 27 acres that includes a Mission Bed and Breakfast, an Alamo Draft House outdoor movie theater. We will also have a medical center, an operations building. We have 6 acres of gardens. We have chickens, goats, bees. We have a geodome.
She says they've identified 45 residents currently in RV parks scattered across the city who will be the first residents. In Austin, Audrey Morton, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:08. It's 72 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station during business hours, or call Malik at 776-2222 for more details. Helping to provide comfort for those in need. Part of the Malik difference. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
quality of life is important to us all. If you're juggling the demands of your life and career and looking after your elderly parents, quality of life can be a real balancing act. Carrigin asks you, has your relationship with your parents changed? Are you concerned about their nutrition? Are they socially withdrawn? Do you want to go back to being a son or daughter instead of a caregiver? If this sounds like your situation, call the local leaders in Active Senior Living. Carrigin, 731-1300.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit geaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:12. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who has taken some time off. We're going to find out what's going on with birthdays, sports, and more. But first, we have to check your forecast, and it is brought to you by Anchor Foundation.
High pressure remains parked across the area. That means more sunshine as we head through this week. We'll look for temperatures today to be somewhere between 90 and 95 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with lows around 70. For tomorrow, partial sunshine, warm once again, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, we could see lots of clouds head our way, lows near 70. With partial sunshine during the day on Wednesday, temperatures will make their way up to about 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Currently, we're looking at calm winds, humidity at 85%, and it is 73 here at News Talk 1620. And what is going on with sports?
Today in sports, obviously, Aggie baseball gets to stay alive. They're making like the Bee Gees. Making like the Bee Gees. And B&J's is really good, by the way.
Yeah.
They're making like the Bee Gees and staying alive. They defeated TCU yesterday, so we'll get to hear from Coach Rob Childress and all about that, as well as some other things that are going to be going on. The French Open wrapped up this weekend, and that was a pretty good one. Serena Williams got the women's title.
Number 20.
Yeah, number 20. It's a lot of she's actually third now on the list, so there you go. And game two of the NBA Finals was last night. And it was another good one, went in overtime. And the Cavaliers actually won this time. All that more coming up in sports.
Indeed it is. So what do we got for, let me see. It is the 13 days to Dad's Day.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the heads up.
You're welcome. We have 592 days left of Hopi and Changey. I'm sorry, was that out loud?
Yeah.
I said that out loud.
It's a good number to keep in mind.
What else do we have today? Name Your Poison Day.
There you go.
Upsy-Daisy Day. I don't make them up. World Ocean Day and National Automotive Service Professionals Week.
All right.
Hey. So again, chocolate chip cookie gets a day. National Automotive Service Professionals get an entire week.
Well, they keep you driving to go to the cookie store. So
So what else do we, what do we have for birthdays?
For birthdays today, Maria Menounos, saying that right?
Yes,
37,
I believe that is correct.
Access Hollywood, and today, she also does Dancing with the Stars, or did Dancing with the Stars. Kanye West is turning 38
today.
Oh, thank
heavens.
So, yeah, if the other 364 days weren't all about him, he now has one.
An entire day, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Eon Bailey's turning 39, plays Pinocchio on Once Upon a Time. It's also on ER and Band of Brothers.
Okay.
Lexi Doig, I think I'm saying that right, 42. She was on Andromeda.
Not a clue.
Yeah, she's been on a bunch of
I think
of
that would be a Mr. Downs question.
Yeah, she's been on a lot of different sci-fi type stuff. So Kelly Williams is turning 45. She was on Lie to Me. She was also Lindsay from The Practice, so she's turning 45 today. Gabrielle Giffords is turning 45. Remember, she was the Arizona congressman who was shot in the head and survived.
Yes. Absolutely.
And she's no longer in Congress, but apparently she's making a pretty good comeback. And her husband, by the way, Mark Kelly, is an astronaut.
Yep.
So there you go. Juliana Margulies is turning, Margulies, turning 49. She, of course, was on The Good Wife, starred on ER. Nick Rhodes is turning 53. Duran Duran player. So there you go.
Sad that I know that off the top of my
head.
Hey,
Duran Duran's a good band for sure. Kenan Ivory Wayans is turning 57. One of the, eight Wayne brothers? Well, he's four, I guess.
And so, one of the ones that started in Living Color.
Right. Which is on, I think, FX. It shows
reruns
in the morning.
Oh, that's awesome. I got to see that.
Yeah, with Jim Carrey and everybody and Jamie Foxx. Bonnie Tyler is turning 64.
Eclipse of the Heart.
Totally, and Holding Out for a Hero. Nancy Sinatra is turning 75.
These boots are
made for walking. And Jerry Stiller is turning 88 today.
Ben's dad.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah, played Mr. Costanza on Seinfeld and Arthur on King of Queens. So yeah,
and he was a vaudeville guy forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
616, and I stumbled into this. I'm not, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, again later. This whole thing in New York, the prison break.
Oh, man.
That is, now, again, you don't want to see anybody break out of, but this is fascinating.
When are they going to sue the makers of Shawshank?
Any day now, I'm sure.
They planted that seed. They had to have.
They climbed through miles and miles. Yeah,
exactly. of the stuff you can't talk about on the radio. I was riveted by that over the weekend. Every time I turn the TV on, I'm like, I want to find out more about this. Use the whole, built the fake person out of old clothes and crawled through the skyways and everything to get out. And the only thing is, what is it? Pataki saying, there's no way somebody didn't hear this. Well, of course they did, but they're not going to give them up.
It just takes time and pressure and power tools.
Lots of power tools, apparently. They had more than one, from what it sounds
like. What? See, Andy Dufresne did it all with just some chisels made out of
rocks. Hey, that's old school, man, but this is the modern era.
Wow. It is 6:17. We'll get with Sean Hannity and check the dial for you here in just a bit on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If the New York Times really wants to investigate traffic violations, how about the time that Hillary blew past a security checkpoint at such a high rate of speed that she practically ran over a police officer and put him in the hospital? Remember that? This was back in 2001. Senator Clinton was in her limousine. She blew past a Westchester County Airport security checkpoint at 35 miles an hour and injured a county police officer in the process. Senator's limousine sped on for another 100 yards while the police officer was banging on the window and door, shouting for the vehicle to stop. It finally did, but only when the Westchester County cop threw his shoulder into the door like a football lineman and a fireman, sustaining injuries that required emergency room treatment.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, wouldn't you like to update your windows and still have reason to celebrate afterwards? Well, with Blinds.com, you will. Go to Blinds.com/easy, and when you spend $299 or more on window treatments this month, you'll get a $100 dinner and two movie tickets. That's right, from Blinds.com. With Blinds.com, their window treatments are easy and more affordable than in stores. Now you get dinner and a movie when you spend $299 or more. Go to Blinds.com/easy for details, one order per household, and you'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his wife he only wanted a nice card this Father's Day, so she went to Golfsmith and got the new tailor-made AeroBurner iron set and a free $100 gift card. He was overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness of the card and couldn't really blame her for keeping the irons for herself. Hurry into Golfsmith from now until June 28th and get a free gift card of up to $100 when you purchase a new tailor-made AeroBurner club. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
For over 33 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 14 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 33 years.
Paying money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. U.S. officials suspect hackers in China stole the personal records of as many as 4 million U.S. government workers in one of the most far-reaching breaches of government data. The FBI is investigating the security breach at the Office of Personnel Management, the government agency that handles security clearances and employee records. It essentially functions as the government's human resources department. Shares of Gap closed down 1%. The clothing company said its May sales fell 1% as a 6% increase at Old Navy stores was offset by a 6% sales drop at Gap and a 5% decline at Banana Republic. The broader market posted mixed results to close out the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 56 points to 17,849. The NASDAQ Composite rose 9. The S&P 500 closed down just 3 points. All three indexes lost ground for the week. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting, no points.
Just register at ABVI.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you and America's best value in saved me. Instantly.
How long is your summer chores list?
Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions limited.
limitations apply.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:24 in the weather forecast, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro Fit. Stop by and see them for yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive, or click actionsportstx.com. Forecast sees sunny skies today and a high of 92. We'll drop partly cloudy skies down to 73 overnight. It'll be mostly dark. Pick up a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, mostly after lunch, and see 92 for your high again. We'll hold on to that rain chance, either from 20 to 50% chance of rain all the way through Sunday, this coming Sunday. Right now, the winds are calm, humidity is 85%, and it is 73 at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. There are occasions in life where you have things for your bucket list, and fortunately, through my lifetime, I've been able to check off a bunch of them. There are still some remaining, but if you're 91 years old, you're starting to run out of time on your bucket list. Is there anything really weird on yours? Well, this young man, 91 years young, Walter Thomas, lives in New York, and for whatever reason, he always dreamed of crashing a car through a garage door. Yeah, that was on his bucket list. Not skydiving. Not doing naked cartwheels on the beach. Specifically, he wanted it to be a garage door. Drop his car into reverse and smash through backward.
It's a way to get in an accident and not hurt anybody.
Well, luckily his grandkids are like the coolest kids in the world because they made it happen. They used a 98 Isuzu Rodeo that was headed for the junkyard. Somebody tuned it up enough to make it work. One of his friends was tearing down a garage, so they let the guy have at it.
One, two, three!
The smile on his face really pretty much does make it priceless.
It was thrilling to get to do it after all these years. I don't know what I could do to top it. Getting too old.
And that's my commentary brought to you by the gang at Gun Corps. With a full-service gun shop, they can do Cerakoting for you, trigger upgrades. They'll sell you the weapon to start with, of course, because they have those. They've got ammunition, tac gear, the largest supply of suppressors in the Brazos Valley, and automatic knives from Benchmade. To see their entire stock, you can find it at gun-core.com or in person. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness, just across from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Everyone uses t-shirts to support their group, club, or business, but what makes a good t-shirt? It all starts with the artwork and design and an easy ordering process. So bring or send your ideas to Monograms and More and let their art department design the right t-shirt for your group or event. Why would you ever think of ordering t-shirts online when you can simply email your ideas to Monograms and More? Competitive pricing, a wide variety of shirt styles and colors, and fast turnaround makes Monograms and More the best choice. It's that simple. Call Monograms and More at 693-7773 or go online to monograms-more.com. Come today.
Parents often worry about how much their children fight with each other, but that may not be as big a deal as you think. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil Full Synthetic Motor Oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record.
Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil Full Synthetics and created the world's most powerful muscle car.
Ooh, Hellcat.
is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
And we have a new champion.
Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics at your local 7-Eleven.
Parents are often concerned about how their children get along with each other. So here's a sibling statistic you might find interesting.
From the ages of 3 to 10, on average, siblings will, for every hour they spend together, they will get into arguments 3.5 times per hour. It will add up to 10 minutes of every hour spent arguing.
Poe Bronson, co-author of the book, Nurture Shock.
In observational studies, they're 7 times meaner to their siblings than they are to friends. So the reasoning is really quite clear. If you're really mean to your friend, at some point they're going to stop being your friend. Siblings, there is no relief from this. They're genetically sentenced to live together, so there's no incentive.
So what's a parent to do? Well, there's some interesting research on what makes good sibling relationships last over time.
And what seems to really matter is not to worry so much about how often they fight. What really matters is how often they have fun together. If they have fun a lot and fight a lot, then they tend to have great relationships over time. It's actually siblings who really don't care about each other. They don't have good times or fight, who don't have a relationship even as adults.
So it seems more important for parents to encourage siblings to play together.
And worry less about resolving their conflicts all the time and focus on how we get out of fights. It's more about how we get into good times.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Are you tired of fighting with that old sewing machine? It won't sew what you want it to and it just won't stitch at all? Then it's time to trade in or trade up. Hi, this is Mark at Sovac City. Now through June 15th, Bernina is offering huge trade-in incentives and 60-month no-interest financing on select Bernina machines. So now's the time for you to trade in that old sewing machine and start sewing on a fantastic Swiss-designed Bernina sewing machine and get back to the joy of sewing again. Hurry, sale ends June 15th. Sovac City on Highway 6 between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Two local education boards are holding special meetings the next two nights. The Bryan School Board takes up two subjects tonight, starting at 6 at the central office. First is the beginning of the future adjustment of attendance zones following the passage of last November's $132 million bond issue. A spokesman described it as a 50,000-foot discussion with a consultant. Future changes are the result of making elementaries through fourth grade, creating two intermediate schools for fifth and sixth graders, two middle schools for seventh and eighth graders, and turning Milam Elementary into the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. After that topic, the board will resume planning the budget for the next school year. The Blinn College Board of Trustees holds a special meeting tomorrow night in Brenham. Action is possible on the contract for new district president Mary Hensley and filling the board seat vacated nearly 2 months ago by Carolyn Miller. Trustees will also consider whether to offer a program to help thousands of people recently laid off at employers in Washington County. An undercover investigation by College Station Police results in finding more than $180,000 in illegal drugs.
According to the arrest report, detectives obtained a search warrant to check out a hotel room last Thursday at Homewood Suites on University. No one was in the room when officers did their search. Then they waited in the parking lot and arrested the guest when he returned. Between the room and searches of the guest and his vehicle, police found almost $7,000 in methamphetamine, almost $15,000 in marijuana, more than $59,000 of Xanax, and nearly $100,000 of cocaine. 22-year-old Stephen Petty John of Missouri City remains in jail on bonds totaling $90,000. Bryan police reported an 8-year-old boy escaped serious injury after he was thrown 3 times by his father in their house Memorial Day weekend. 35-year-old Clifford Hart was arrested last Thursday and was released from jail after posting bond, which was reduced from $75,000 to $10,000. According to the arrest report, Hart said he lost his temper after his son got into a fight with his stepsister, but Hart denied throwing his son into a TV, then into the metal frame of a couch, then into a table. Hart dropped off his son at a hospital and texted his ex-wife to get him, which he did after her son was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Police in Bryan and College Station are dealing with another burst of vehicle burglary cases. On Friday, there were 12 in College Station and 6 in Bryan. On Saturday, there were 3 in Bryan and 1 in College Station. On Sunday, there were 2 in both College Station and Bryan. A robbery in the Northgate District that took place last Tuesday night was not reported for 2 days. That's led College Station police to ask victims to make a report as soon as possible to increase the chances of identifying those who are responsible. The victim filed an online report that he was punched in the face by a black man who asked to borrow his cell phone. The suspect ran away with the phone, and the victim was left with an abrasion above his left eye that did not require medical attention. This took place last Tuesday night between 11 and midnight as the victim was sitting on a bench along College Main near Patricia. 3 weeks after a deadly shootout at a Waco restaurant, more than 100 bikers and their family and friends remain in jail. That led to a protest Sunday, where several hundred bikers rode around the jail twice and parked in front of the McLennan County Courthouse. Police departments in Austin and north of Dallas have started internal investigations following officer-involved incidents with the public. The Austin American-Statesman reported a YouTube video was posted of an incident downtown yesterday of an officer on horseback grabbing a man's cell phone, followed by a second officer spraying the man with what appeared to be pepper spray or mace. And in McKinney, an officer is on administrative leave after a video showed him outside a pool pushing a 14-year-old girl in a swimsuit to the ground and pointing his gun while cursing at other teens. The second legislative session for Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell unexpectedly ended on time. He signed a lease through September on his apartment in Austin, thinking there were going to be special sessions.
I'm going to give kudos to the governor, the lieutenant governor, and especially Speaker Strauss. Those three did their job and got us home and saved the state money, and we passed a budget.
Cassell, whose district covers rural areas from College Station to West, says it was a good session for those constituents.
We've had some victories on the education front for protecting schools, rural hospitals, and even transportation in those areas.
Cassell says there will be an interim committee addressing future water needs statewide.
We just saw a drought. We're blessed with the amount of water. Now is the time to plan, and I look forward to the interim to working with that committee and seeing where we are going to attack that in the 85th session, because water is going to be the key to our success and continued success.
Cassell plans to make road trips in the near future to Mahia, Groesbeck, and Marlin, among other cities in the 12th District. After 2 semesters of work, Texas A&M Construction Science Department and Architecture Department students delivered 2 microhomes to the community First Village. Mobile Loaves and Fish Development Director Donna Emery says she saw the students experience a paradigm shift, that a home is much more than 4 walls.
And what they started off thinking they were doing was building a tiny home for a homeless community. They started to recognize, no, indeed, what they were really doing was building a structure that's going to be a bigger piece of what home really is.
Emory has challenged the University of Texas to design and build microhomes for the homeless as well. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, I've heard you say that 90% of women who take thyroid hormones will fail to feel normal. Now, that's kind of a scary number. Tell me what that means.
That means that there's many different causes for thyroid symptoms, and they're only being treated one way. If you don't know the real cause, you really can't treat it.
So if you have a thyroid problem, or think you do, you have an educational seminar coming up for that?
Absolutely. And at that seminar, we're going to discuss the multiple causes of the hypothyroid symptoms and what missing labs are needed to identify the problem and why simply taking thyroid medication may not impact your condition at all.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
What do you charge for guests to attend?
It's absolutely free.
So if they'd like to get some more information about a thyroid problem, they need to register for the seminar?
Absolutely. Just call 268-1162. Reserve your spot.
Johnson Performance and Wellness Center.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Safari Dental, Child's Dermatology, Thunder Elite, and Massage Envy Spa. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually taking a little time off. Let's check the forecast now, brought to us by Skyline Communications.
Considerable sunshine today. It'll be warm. Temperatures will reach 90 to 95 later this afternoon. Overnight, a few clouds. Lows will be near 70. Sunshine's back tomorrow. It's a warm one. High temperatures 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, passing clouds, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It's going to depend on how far shower and thunderstorm activity moves into the state during the day Tuesday. Lows tomorrow night around 70. Partial sun Wednesday, maybe a storm 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball continues to stay alive. They defeated TCU in extras yesterday. We'll get to hear from Coach Rob Childress as well as that final call. They beat the Horned Frogs 2-1 up in Fort Worth. Going to be playing tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can catch that on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7. Also, Game 2 of the NBA Finals was last night. Again, went into overtime, but this time a different result than Game 1. The Cavaliers were able to squeak this one out against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, as well as talking about some golf. Tiger Woods had a bad weekend at Memorial, and Martin Truex Jr. getting the checkered flag at Pocono yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was.
The wheels came off.
Yeah.
And then the axles, engine.
It really did look like Tiger had finally, you know, at least gotten back to being somewhat Tiger. But yeah, after this weekend, that's definitely not what you want to see.
Yeah, it was so brutal.
We'll see if there was some kind of injury that he sustained that he just didn't tell us about until after the fact.
Yeah, the Aggie baseball game killed me, though.
Oh, yeah.
I have a little atomizer in the living room. Long fly ball into the deep left field, had that atomizer spilled with water all over the place, and I didn't care.
Yeah, it was great. You know, just to stay alive and the fact that, you know, that was a must-win game, and they were able to answer the call. And Matt Kinn is just—he's
a beast.
Yeah, he didn't get the win, but it's insane what he's able to. Yeah. Actually, it was crazy yesterday too, because both of those guys, the starting pitcher for TCU, pitched just as well, if not better. He just ended up getting the loss, but yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was just an incredible baseball game all the way around.
Yeah,
we're not a sports station; we don't pretend to play one on the radio. So we will move on to the politicals. And that would be Peter King being mad at Rand Paul. He was on Fox News Sunday. Meet the Press wasn't on, or he'd have been on that too. But Peter King was complaining that Rand Paul was absolutely disgraceful for trying to shut down the USA Freedom Act. King said that he was absolutely disgraceful and shameful, adding that he was trying to close down the NSA for a couple days for no other reason than to raise money for his presidential campaign. Neener, neener,
well,
neener.
He is.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's wrong.
No.
Doesn't mean he's right either.
No. Lindsey Graham-nisty was on one of the polls, one of the Sunday talkers as well, saying that we need to work harder on cyber attacks as our resident expert in that. How bad is this?
It's bad. It's going to continue. We're just so lost.
How far behind do you think we are?
as a society, we're just clueless about what we need to do. I'll include myself in that. Every time I see some cyber attack uncovered, it's, wow, that was insanely easy. So all it really takes is the will and to actually, as we were talking about Shawshank earlier, time and pressure. These hackers just have all the time in the world. And
they just peck away and peck away.
Yep. And there's low-hanging fruit. So anytime they bust a cache, the Sony hacking a while back was a good example. And in this case, where 4 million federal employees, their information was taken, they use insecure passwords, and then they can a lot of times get those much more secure passwords when they get into the systems.
On This Morning, that's the show that runs before the Infomaniacs, they were talking about this would have been different if people started encrypting the information within. In other words,
yes,
they may be able to hack in and steal all of this information if they can get through the firewalls, which obviously they can.
Right.
But if the information that's actually held is encrypted, then it becomes valueless to the hacker.
Typically, yeah. It's a much higher hurdle to get over at that point.
How much, and I know you're not an expert on all things computer, but how much would that extra would that cost? Is that something that's just outlandish, or do you just not even have a clue?
I think it would primarily be the implementation costs. Again, I include myself in the ignorant masses because this is why we're going to need to start valuing security professionals. It's going to cost us a lot of money, and we're going to have to decide. You know, security like this, the more you spend on it, the less attacks you see, and then people start to think, oh, well, we're not seeing any attacks. We don't need to spend money on this. But there's a real question. There's a return on investment question. How much do you need to spend to protect against how much?
Interesting point. I will see if this works. WTAW.
Well, I will tell you this. As far as encryption and 5G encryption, it's already there in most cases.
Oh, so they're hacking through the encryption as well?
No. What you're talking about, encryption after encrypted passwords, yes, that can be done at a very minimal cost.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, it's typically a setting you can do, but you have to have someone to implement it, which is where the money comes in.
Yeah. Yes, you can. But there are very many native and low-cost encryptions that you can do for a very nominal fee.
A very great point, and people just need to do it.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the call.
Do it.
Very high-tech answer for a very high-tech problem. All right, gang, it is at 6:46, and before we jump in to Plant Talk Texas with Neil Sperry, Mike McCall is jumping on the bandwagon for all of this as well as we're talking cybersecurity. Say, quote, I believe in my judgment that all threat indicators point to the fact that it was China. So he's not mincing words at all. It happened.
No. Yeah, I agree.
He's heading into that with both barrels. We'll take one more phone call. WTIW, hello?
Well, one thing I was listening to your show here, when you encrypt data, when you want to unencrypt it, you got to have a pretty good overhead to undo it. So it's not totally just easy and free. It requires quite a bit of computer power behind it to do it.
That is true. It takes time and the resources to implement that. It's just a matter of people seeing the value in it. Even if it's a nominal cost, people, once they see, oh, it's not exactly free, they balk at it and say, we have more important things to spend our money on.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. I think it's, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of we can see a missile and we know that's protection.
Uh-huh.
Whereas
there you go.
I can't see what's inside my computer. So how's that protecting me?
And how much time do we need to spend to educate ourselves? It's
exactly.
It's going to take it takes things like this to just bring it up and to top of mind.
6:47 now on News Talk 1620. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. The rest of the Infomaniacs, however, are here. We'll visit with Neil Sperry. Get your headlines here in just a bit and more. Or I'm sorry, your sports here in just a bit and more on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Plant Talk Texas, by the way, is brought to you by Producers Co-op.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-7786. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's good once in a while to focus on the questions that are most commonly falling from gardeners' lips. As we turn from the cool, moist days of the last few months into the hot days that are here now, the list of inquiries takes a big turn. Suddenly, our plants are facing huge challenges. I have some of the most common right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Okay, so we're talking about the most common questions of early summertime. Why are azaleas, boxwoods, Boston ivy, sycamores, and pyracanthus, among other plants, losing their leaf color? They're turning tan. Lantanas will do the same thing. That's damage caused by lace bugs. You probably won't see the insects themselves, but you'll see the tiny tan speckles in the green of the leaves on the top surfaces, and even more easily, you'll see the small black waxy globs on the backs of the leaves. Control lace bugs with any general purpose insecticide. You won't turn the tan leaves back to green, but you'll stop further damage. These are sucking insects. You may see them occasionally. They'll be a little bigger than a pinhead, and they'll have cellophane-like wings. Why are the bottom leaves of my tomato plants turning yellow? A lot of people think that it's a disease called early blight, and I guess that could be a possibility, but this year has been horrific for spider mites across Texas. They will cause the lower leaves to flush tan color, manila folder color, from the bottom upward. Then they turn brown and crisp, and you may find webbing on the stems where the leaves attach to the stems. If you're seeing that, that's spider mites, and a general purpose insecticide might help. But if half of the plant or more is engulfed with it, probably it's too late to turn it around. Why is my St. Augustine dying in patches? Well, that's the question that I'm asked everywhere I go, and a lot of times it's excessive shade. Sometimes it can be take-all root rot if it's in April and May, but we kind of got through take-all root rot without much of a problem this year. It may be gray leaf spot. That one is common. It shows as diamond-shaped gray lesions on the midribs of the leaf blades. You want to cease nitrogen fertilizer between now and early fall and use a registered turf fungicide to stop the current onslaught. You also may be seeing chinch bugs showing up in the hottest, sunniest parts of your St. Augustine turf. The grass appears dry, but watering doesn't bring it around. The small black insects with white diamonds on their wings will be evidence of the pest. You need to use one of the general purpose insecticides for turf. That would be something like Merit. Why do red tips look so sickly? It starts with maroon spots, and soon the plants are yellow and then brown and dead. Well, that's Entomosporium fungal leaf spot, and my frank answer on that is replace the plants with some other species. There is no fungicide that works well on that one. I'm Neil Sperry, the prudent use of pesticides in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The dream is still alive for Aggie baseball.
The pitch to him is fly to left field. Chorby is going to tag. It's caught. Here comes the throw, Chorby coming home, and he slides, and he's safe, and the game is over.
Blake Alamon's sack fly came in the bottom of the 10th and gave the Aggies the walk-off victory over TCU 2-1. The win comes after the Aggies suffered a 13-4 drubbing in Game 1 on Saturday. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, I'm certainly proud of our team for being able to shake off yesterday and to come out and just play the game. And we played at an extremely high level, and you know, if you're a fan of baseball, most importantly, pitching, for you to have anyone to have the opportunity to watch Preston Morrison and Matt Kent go at it just put the radar gun down and appreciate what they have the ability to do is pretty special.
Now, you heard Coach mention the starting pitching. Matt Kent continued to dominate for the Aggs, going 7 2/3 scoreless innings while striking out 6. Meanwhile, senior Preston Morrison went 9 2/3 innings for TCU, but was saddled with the loss. The third and deciding game is at 7 o'clock tonight in Fort Worth, with pregame starting at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7. Now, although the outcome of the Texas A&M TCU Super Regional has yet to be decided, there are a few teams that have already bought their ticket for Omaha. Virginia, Miami, Florida, and LSU all swept their way into the series, while Arkansas defeated Missouri State in 3. Illinois and Vanderbilt go at it this afternoon after the Commodores took game 1 of that one. Louisville and Cal State Fullerton square off this evening for game 3. This year's NBA Finals is shaping up to be a great one, as the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors went into OT for the second time in as many games.
The Warriors are going to run it out here. Curry bounces ahead to Klay Thompson. It's broken up by Shumpert. The ball comes to Tristan Thompson, and this one is over. The Cavaliers claim game 2 in overtime, and we are going back to Cleveland, tied at 1.
LeBron James put up 39 points, 16 rebounds, and 11 assists as the Cavs won their first game since Kyrie Irving suffered a season-ending broken kneecap. James says his team is using Irving's injury and being the underdog as fuel for their fire.
Our guys love the fact that we've been counted out and coming to the series being the underdog, and you know, pretty much, you know, saying that, especially after Kyrie got hurt, then the series was over. I think our guys are using that as motivation.
Now, LeBron had a great night, but reigning MVP Stephen Curry did not, missing 18 of his 23 shot attempts and going 2 of 15 from three-point range while scoring 19. The series will shift back to Cleveland for Game 3 tomorrow night at 7. Serena Williams and Stan Wawrinka are your winners at this year's French Open. The top-seeded Williams defeated Lucy Savarova in 3 sets in the women's final on Saturday to grab her third Open title. Wawrinka did away with top-seed Novak Djokovic in the men's final yesterday, dispersing of the Serbian in 4 to claim his second major championship.
This one is really special for sure. Playing Novak here in final, the number one player, and especially the way I played and the way I finished the match. I was really nervous, but I didn't really choke. I was always going for my shot, always going for the right play, and I'm really happy with the trophy tonight.
Coming into yesterday's final, Wawrinka had lost 17 straight matches against Djokovic. Head out to the Diamond, where both the Rangers and the Astros came up just a bit short on the road. Texas fell to Kansas City 4-3, and Houston dropped one to Toronto 7-6. The Astros will head to the south side of Chicago tonight to take on the White Sox. Top prospect Carlos Correa is expected to make his first major league appearance for Houston. First pitch is at 7:10. Martin Truex Jr. had gone 2 years without a Sprint Cup victory before taking the checkered flag at Pocono Raceway yesterday. Kevin Harvick finished in second, followed by Jimmy Johnson, Joey Logano, and Kurt Busch. David Lingmuth parred the third playoff hole to beat Justin Rose and rack up his first PGA victory at Memorial. Masters champion Jordan Spieth finished in a tie for third at minus 13, and Tiger Woods ended up at dead last at 14 over, 29 shots off the pace. Don't forget, tonight is game 3 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. The series is all knotted up at 1 apiece after the Tampa Bay Lightning's 4-3 victory on Saturday. The puck drops at 7 in Chicago. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
And as if FIFA hadn't screwed up near enough, you see what they did this weekend?
I saw part of it, that Blatt is going to be stepping down eventually. But
this is more just stupid. U.S. Women's World Cup started. The U.S. plays today against Australia, 6:30 our time, I think. FIFA's official website, however, referred to several players as he for the 2015 Women's World Cup.
I have a feeling that somebody's going to be upset about that. I don't know who, but
there are probably several heads that are going to roll on that.
We'll find out.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company, so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555. Or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee.